Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal, and the Canes are in. The University of Miami, for the first time, going to the college football playoff, a 10-2 record. Miami is in, and on December the 20th, we'll take on Texas A&M in College Station. Coach, congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you guys, to all of Miami Hurricane Nation, so many of us out there that have supported the program, right, and been waiting for this opportunity. So let's get to work.
Coach, you came to University of Miami with a blueprint and you turned it into the real print. I mean, this is really what has happened. Go through the journey a little bit about from year one through now and some of the highlights and things that have led to this success.
Well, I mean, I remember taking a plane ride over here, like for good, like we're doing this. We got the call, the lifelong dream. And it goes from a lot of excitement to, watching film on an iPad and going, buckle up, because there's going to be some really painful steps that we're not going to be able to skip. And that's always the hardest part. But, it's like our belief, our love for the University of Miami. I mean, it's, what it is. It's like all of us. You cut us open, we bleed it. But just so many people, I get to speak, but there's so many people that have invested their entire existence into talent acquisition, strength and conditioning, nutrition, training, academics, development. You guys, the way you, it would take hours to go through the whole thing. But one thing that was, very consistent was the progress all the way through some brutal moments, through some really trying times. But like, we have the type of people that outside, noise is never part of the equation. The equation all rests inside the walls, right? And inside our minds and inside of our hearts. So it's another sign of progress to get to this point, but we've quickly turned that excitement about getting in to, all right, now let's go emphasize our 1-0 processes.
You read my mind. We've worked together too long, because what I was thinking of is I remember watching you at Oregon when you won the Rose Bowl. And I'll paraphrase, but I think I'm right. You said something to the effect of, as you held the trophy, we went from 5-7 to 6-5 to 8-5 to Rose Bowl champions. And you've had a similar progression here. Actually, I've been waiting for that speech. Now it's going to be a little bit different because you have not a bowl game anymore. It's a playoff game. But the progression, very similar.
And it's always that, because if you want to build it to be sustainable, you have to layer it the right way. And if you microwave it, that thing might explode the following year and then for multiple seasons. And the whole thing here is to make sure Miami achieves what it's known for, to once again become one of the most and the prominent program in the country, and there's still a long way to go, but to be able to sustain that year after year, and that's the challenge. And that's why, again, we're lucky to have awesome people that pour their heart and soul into this thing.
And one group that pours their heart and soul in is your players. And the group that comes in, and you just had 19 all ACC players that were just announced. It's a record here for the University of Miami. Talk about that and what those guys have poured into it.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more dedicated, committed group, a group that there's so much fun to be around. You watch them practice every day. There's energy out there. And then as a coach, you don't want to let them down. And you're not going to let them down, you know, in terms of your effort and what you provide them with to be successful. But you always want to grant them the opportunity to keep playing, you know, to keep playing significant football. And, you know, the fact that they get to be the ones to take Miami into this next step for the first time in school history, I know it means the world to them. I mean, you could feel it. I mean, they already are naturally very upbeat, energetic, high urgency guys. And what you feel is now another level of that. So really excited about the way we're going to be practicing.
I think one of the great things about this season is you finished the season. The season wasn't over at the end of October. Hit a few speed bumps, and I call it the season of endurance. Your team was able to endure a lot of different things, whether it was the obstacles in the road, overcame two losses, injuries, all the noise about the rankings. Your team fought through all of that, and every single week in the final month of the season got better. Every game you topped the previous game.
We talked about having an epic November, you know, we did. And they exercise one of the most powerful things that we all have as human beings, and that's the power of choice. They chose to crank up that energy. They chose to bring elite levels of effort to practice and preparation. They chose to be physical and to up the level of technique and fundamentals and execution. And when you do that, you're able to cut it loose that much better come game time.
And Coach, you look at this season and take the last month that we're talking about, the blend of the Reuben Baines and the Mezzadores, but also the true freshmen that have come in, not at the beginning of the season like Malachi, but towards the end of the season, and how those everybody just kept getting elevated and elevated and elevated every week.
No doubt. The rep counts kept increasing. The level of play kept increasing. Their production, you know, that's a part that really excites you. These guys are now, they're game tested. They played significant downs and very important situations throughout the season, especially on the back end. So, you know, the goal is once you get to November, I mean, that's like rounds 11 through 15, man, right? Mm-hmm. Separating the men from the boys. And our guys showed up big. They showed up strong. And, you know, we feel that in this month and now heading into the next month that we're playing our best football. And there's nobody's content in that. They know that we've left a lot of points and a lot of stops on the table. So we just want to go back on that field and get better and prepare.
Coach, how proud are you of the fact that this was, over the last month of the season, a team effort, that the team took care of each other? It could have been a JoJo Traitor one-handed catch on third down. Maybe Poyser scooping up a fumble against Virginia Tech. Moten setting the tone against Pittsburgh with a sack. Just seemed like whatever the opportunity was there, didn't matter who it was, somebody was making a play.
The levels of trust just increased, right? Because if you play within the system, the plays will come to you. If you're just focused on trying to make a play and get out of the system, well, that's when you're going to get punched right in the mouth. And I think when these guys, they want to win so badly, they want to do right by each other, that when you truly trust the system and just do your job, nobody else's job, just do your job, good things happen. Our guys learned that. And I thought maybe the best part was we had a lot of fun playing ball. Mm-hmm. You know, when we watch our guys playing, the level of intensity is up there, but the level of just them having fun it was awesome to watch.
Big part of coaching is having to adapt, and you had to adapt. It seems really in September you had to adapt, and then October, and now of course November, and now you go into the playoffs. But the young men, on how they have bought into different roles at different times and bringing in younger players or older players to fill in the gaps on the injuries.
No doubts. I mean, adapting was key. I mean, the front part of the schedule was big, massive teams, right? Kind of knock you back off the ball type of football, wad ball, like to say, everybody packed up in there. And then in the middle, it was a combination, right? There was a little bit of the space game. There were some athletic quarterbacks to defend. There were some really good defensive lines and DBs to beat. And then at the end, it was, again, a combination of everything. And road games up north, which was always something that, you know, I think, you know, Miami had a bad rap for them. We were determined, we're not, that's not going to be a bad rap. We're going to kill the narratives. That's what we're going to do. And so credit to the coaches, too, because you know what? They went in there and as a staff decided, you know what? When you hit something like we hit in the middle of the season, I mean, the whole world's trying to tear you down outside, right? We have to be our players' biggest supporters. We have to be their biggest fans. We have to be their home, right? The people they trust the most. And I think everybody bought into the simple concept of let's just focus on us and let's just get better, right? Let's just lift each other up. Let's work as hard and harder than we've ever worked before, but let's get better.
The performances in November, the numbers were staggering. The NC State game, they don't cross the 50-yard line until 5 minutes to go. At one point, you had 500 yards. They didn't even have 100. But the Pittsburgh game, that was a demolition derby as well. I think it was a 31 straight points that were unanswered. At one point, they didn't touch the ball for like an hour in real time. But that was about as dominating performance as you could have to finish the season.
And credit Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a really good football team, you know, and they showed it throughout the year and certainly appreciate the opportunity to play them up there. Obviously, you know, I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so it was really neat to go up there and play. But they did a great job taking care of that field for the game. It was a great track, and really happy to see our guys come out and play, you know, one of our best games of the year.
Also, in all of this, you had a little signing day as well. And
just a little one.
Just 30.
Yeah, just 30 new bodies, you know, coming this way.
Let's pick up on a couple things. One, you've won 10 games back-to-back seasons, and my spiel has always been when you win 10, something you're playing for something. This year you win 10, you're playing for a championship going to the playoff. And then same would apply to stacking recruiting classes, I would imagine.
Yeah, we signed 30 players, probably our deepest and most talented class. We hit just about every part of the country as well, and the player of the year, and I think three or four states as well. So length, size, speed, work ethic, character, the right type of DNA. I mean, and all kind of shapes and sizes and ethnicities, they're coming to Miami. These guys are really, they're an elite class, top 10, and really top 5-6 as it relates to, you know, by player rating. But on our board, they were the top of the top. So for us, it's always going to be the top class. But overall, it's viewed as a top 5, top 6 class. And they're eager to get here. I wish they could practice with us. There's some things that are, you know, we're trying to work out there. But 29 of the 30 will actually be here in January. Good. That's awesome. And again, we have the portal coming up as well. You know, hopefully more gains than losses. You know, you never can predict how that's going to go. But I think Miami is really establishes itself as a place where people want to be at from every standpoint, football-wise, academically, from you know, the type of life you can have down here. It's only one Miami.
Coach, you have done a great job of keeping the tradition of South Florida players and keeping their attraction to Miami, but you've also realized you've got to go wherever the great players are, whether it's California or Connecticut, it doesn't matter, Ohio, wherever they are. How, when you leave the state of Florida, are the players so, why are they so receptive to this program?
I think they watch us play, you know, they watch us play. And I think this is a big thing. You know, I was born in 1970, okay? So in my generation, if you ask someone if they've been to Miami, they're going to say Miami Vice, Scarface, right? So whenever, you know, these players are very interested, and you know how recruiting is, you know, people out there, they know if a family comes to Miami and Coral Gables, they're going to fall in love with it. How can you not, right? So they always try to fill the heads, you know, these competitors, they try to fill the heads of these parents. Oh, no, it's my, you know Antonio Montana's down there, you know, It's you know, Scarface and all that stuff. But, no, Sonny Crockett and Ricardo Tubbs, you know, aren't actively chasing all kinds of people around town. Down here, when people come and visit us, we ask two things. Number one, come down and watch us practice because we roll. We're very physical. We get after it. And you have to want to be in that type of an environment to be a tough, physical, count-on-you type of player. So that's one. But two, to come down here and for yourself – just drive around our campus, our neighborhoods, the city, and see what an unbelievable place Miami is so that they can feel completely at rest as to, you know, the negative recruiting that people try to throw at us. It's It's what it is. It's negative, you know, garbage.
The importance that you put now on the senior year, you know, the reports come out on these players, ninth grade, 10th grade, what they are, but you have figured out a way to just trust your process in evaluating them through their whole senior year.
Senior year is, it's as critical as anything else, and it could be positive or it could go the other way as well. Football is the ultimate developmental sport. And in the words of the famous Arthur Francis Kehoe, okay, recruiting is the most unpredictable science on the face of the earth. You never know which guy's gonna take off and crush it, and you don't know what high-level guys just, for whatever reason, whether it be here, just kind of go the other way. So you really wanna do as much homework as you can, as deep into their competitive playing seasons as you can. And so many of our signees have become the player of the year in their states, have become the biggest risers in all the rankings. And it's, we stay with those guys all the way through. And we're very honest, we want to watch you play. We want to see, we want to challenge you to play and to your very best. And we have signed some guys that have played incredible. And we're not bothered by being confronted and being told, hey, we want to see what you're going to do your senior year. They make up a very large part of this class. I cannot wait to have them here on campus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Okay, on December 20th, it's Miami and Texas A&M, Kyle Field, College Station, Texas, 12 o'clock kickoff, 11 a.m. their time. Texas A&M ranked in the top five much of the year until the final game of the season, but a very, very worthy opponent and with a great home stadium.
It's one of the best teams in the country. You know, like you mentioned, they were top five. They were up to number two, I believe, at some point in time. And rightfully so. They're the most talented team that we have played against. They are fast, big, explosive, have a ton of length. They're coached extremely well. Their systems are really, really challenging. A Heisman Trophy player, you know, caliber player at quarterback. A massive athletic and powerful offensive line, physical, fast, stretch the field tight ends that can knock you back as well, and explosive speed at wide receiver, and their defense mirrors that as well. Really big and powerful up front, lead the country in sacks, tackles for losses. Linebackers, big and physical guys, knockback tacklers. The secondary, they could play a man all day if they want to, or they could play zone and come down and run the alley and strike you at safety. They are just a really talented, well-coached bunch and certainly looking forward to the opportunity.
Coach, let's spend time on the quarterback. He does a great job with his feet as well as his arm. He's got over close to 600 yards rushing and has done a great job through the whole season. How do you contain a guy like that?
Nobody has. Nobody has at this point. You know, they try to collapse a pocket. They try to make sure that they don't lose contain. And he does find ways out of there. And a big part of it is because the offensive line holds up really, really well. You know, you don't see guys getting beat. You don't see guys coming off of blocks, and you don't see guys quitting on blocks. You see a very well-coached, physical, tough, and high-effort offensive line, and they're massive. They take up a lot of space, and certainly Marcel Reed has an incredible feel for. He's got great pocket presence and a tremendous grasp of that offense. So he finds space and he finds time, and he can hurt you both ways with his feet, but certainly he keeps his eyes down the field. He's made some tremendous plays all year.
Casey Concepcion is a guy we saw a couple years ago from North Carolina State. 57 catches, really a dynamic player.
And another one on special teams and on offense, both. A guy that 0 to 60 in, I mean, blinding speed, but more importantly, that blinding acceleration, right? Can really just hit the gas and run right by you. Also, people don't give him enough credit for being physical. Physical blocker, physical with the ball in his hands. They do a great job with ball security. Just a team that is extremely well-balanced, really not any weaknesses.
Go to their defensive line. We've looked at them a little bit, Coach. They've got great size, especially on the inside, but they're also athletic on the perimeter.
They are, and they knock you back. They control the line of scrimmage. They put you in very difficult down and distance situations. They're very exotic on third down, right? Very challenging. They try to really mess with your IDs to put the quarterback and those offensive linemen in a pinch and bring pressure, bring heat from everywhere. And they've knocked quarterbacks, you know, into next week with the way that they bring it and their physicality when they're chasing down quarterbacks, ball carriers, and whatnot. So really impressive group.
I was going to say, Coach Elko calls his defense. We've seen him a couple of times when he was at Notre Dame, then at Duke, now at Texas A&M. And the crown jewel has always been his third down defense. How important is early execution, if you're early down execution for your offense?
Well, I mean, offense efficiency on first and second down is the key to, you know, being more successful on third down. But you know what they do? They do a great job on honing in on your tendencies. And they get you in those long down and distance situations. So offensively, anyone that has a chance to play them has tried that. Not many have had success, so certainly a focal point.
Coach, you go into this ball game, and it's not a bowl game. That's the clear thing. It's game number 13, but it is game number 13. It's not a bowl game. There's not gifts and prizes and dinners and banquets. This is a pure business trip.
Absolutely. This is not a reward. This is not a bowl game. This is game number 13. And we've earned this opportunity, and certainly just excited to get to work. You know, I think you know us. We don't say much. We won't say much during the week. We know the tremendous opportunity. We know that we have a great football team that we're playing against. We just got to go to work and prepare, put the focus on us and our opponent, and make sure that we do our absolute best for the next 11, 12 days.
The turnover takeaway battle in this game, very important. I don't know that you get enough credit for the way you protected the ball this season, less than a turnover a game this year. So that's going to be huge. You've done a good job protecting the ball. They're a little bit upside down in terms of the takeaway, so that could be a big part of this game, right?
It is. And, you know, and by the time we get to that game, we wouldn't have played for 3 weeks.
Right.
You know, it'll be the first game in 3 weeks. So what you do in practice over the course of the next couple weeks is critical as it relates to ball security and ball disruption, right? You know, pre- and post-snap discipline as well, being that you're on the road. All the things that we all know are critically important, they have to be hammered and they have to be executed.
Coach, you bring up the 3 weeks. How do you prepare the team in the sense that it's almost a training camp before you start and 3 weeks later is your first game? Well, now it's 3 weeks later and it's game 13. How do you approach that?
Well, I think what you do is, number one, after that last game, being that we had last week or this, we didn't have a game this past Saturday, is, yeah, you recover the bodies, but it's strength and conditioning, because you want to be a weight room strong team in November, December. You have to be. I mean, to me, the weight room and your levels of fitness have to be at the top of the priority list. And I remember in a brief meeting, one of the best days I've ever had since coming back, a brief meeting, an opportunity to meet with Coach Riley, Pat Riley, who to me is, man, and I'm an old school Laker fan, that if anything he could drive through to me was, and they have the best culture, right, all of basketball, was make sure your team is always in elite shape. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're in elite shape, right? Can never allow fatigue to take over. So that was a big part of last week, as well as working technique, fundamentals. And now this week we transition back to essentially 2 weeks worth of game week. You know, treat this Saturday like a game and practice through it, and practice Saturday like it's a game, right? You take a little bit off the body, but – you're making sure that your next week's practices aren't such a spike where your bodies take a hit. You know, we're already in really good shape. I think we maintained and actually improved those levels a little bit last week. Let's now roll right into just playing football, and let's make sure we play football for 2 weeks before we get up there.
And this is two teams that kind of look similar. You're big in the trenches, and they're big in the trenches.
Yeah, they're the most talented team we faced. You know, there's a reason they were undefeated up until that last game, and certainly, again, you know, some of these games could go either way, but they could very easily be 12-0, and in their victories, they've been dominant just about all of them. So, again, very talented team. A lot of credit, a lot of respect for them.
A lot of conversation is going to be about going in front of 102,000 or 110,000 and going into that environment. Fortunately for you, you were there a few years ago with the University of Miami, but have been there three or four times in your career. How do you prepare for that?
Well, it's an honor to be in this situation and certainly give them credit for an incredible atmosphere and environment, and you prepare. You know, that's the only way to put it. I don't think it's nothing can actually duplicate that, so, but prepare.
Before we let you go, just the broad view of your program again. Back-to-back 10-win seasons, playoff game coming up. You've got this thing trending very much in the right direction.
Well, you know, I like to think of it as our program, all of us. You know, like we all invest our lives in this thing. And yeah, it's progress. I mean, we're getting better. We're nowhere near content. Like we, you know, our goals is, you know, beyond the galaxies, man. And we want to roll. We want to get to work. We want to go. We're handling every and all media opportunity we can early now so we could just kind of get back in the submarine and go under and do our work. But it's exciting because a lot of work had to be done to, so to speak, get the plane off the ground, and the trajectory is that way, and nothing's going to stop it. So we're really appreciative of all the people, all the men and women, you know, behind the scenes that just absolutely bust their, you know, their backs to make sure that the University of Miami football program has an opportunity to continue to elevate.
Well, congratulations. As we saw, I mean, listen, this is a new era of college football that the University of Miami is now a part of. One of the great brands in the history of college football is going to be center stage. And as we saw, this thing's not easy to get into. 12 teams get into this deal, and so it's hard.
It is. It is. And, you know, that's getting in is really, really exciting. But once that is established, once that's done, the focus quickly turns to, you know, what we do, our processes.
All right. Congratulations. Best of luck against the Aggies.
Thank you. And go Canes.
All right. That's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. For Don Bailey Jr. and Mario Cristobal, I'm Joe Zgecki. Thank you for joining us, and go Canes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.